Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for tuning in. And today I'm joined by Pastor Chris Cruz Osorio. Pastor Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
And Pastor Chris is filling in as my co-host today in place of Pastor Margaret. And we are also joined by Kenneth Salmeron. Kenneth, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to be on this podcast today.
It's great to have you. And Kenneth is here to share his testimony today. Kenneth, just start out telling us about where you're from and about how you grew up.
So I grew up here in Virginia. I was born down in Charlottesville, and I've been here my entire life. But my family, on the other hand, like my mom, she grew up in Honduras. So she brought that culture wherever she went. So she went up to New Jersey, and she had my older brother, and then we came down here to Virginia, and she's been living here for like 20 years. And honestly, just having that Honduran culture aside, it's been pretty fun. We always get pupusas or tamales during Christmas and stuff, and it's just a unique lifestyle that I don't normally see from other family. So it's really cool to just have my mom sticking to her roots and everything.
Right.
A big important factor that happened during my upbringing, during childhood, was even though my mom brought all these cultures and stuff, she was also working all the time. So back then, it was usually just me and my siblings. So whenever she was around, it would have been really happy and stuff. But other than that, me and my siblings were just like my older brother, my older sister, my little sister, and then me. We would pretty much be more of an independent family. We couldn't do like extracurriculars and stuff because she would always be working. We lived in a single parent household. So it was just a little difficult and a little stressful during that time. But throughout my upbringing, I've learned a lot of things and with God and everything.
Yeah, so you shared about growing up being in pretty much Virginia your whole life, but also having your mom's culture and her bringing some of that, and so that making that unique, and also talking about growing up in a single mom and some of the things, some of the challenges that presented, and also how God revealed himself or made himself known to you in those situations, if you want to share anything about that.
Yeah, for me, with my spiritual growth with God, it really didn't start happening till like high school almost. So during that time, when I was younger, I remember thinking when I was in kindergarten almost, like I was having thoughts that I shouldn't be having. I always felt kind of limited. I always felt like there was some kind of chain like strapping me down. So going through just elementary school and middle school, it just felt off. There was like a giant hole, like something missing, and I didn't know what was it. And just traversing through life like that was kind of unbearable for me. I remember Rodolfo, he's my brother-in-law. Back then, him and RJ Jr. would like talk to me because they were like some of the closest people I knew. But they would also mention how I'm a man of little words back then, that I used to not talk at all. And I think that was one of my ways of just dealing with all the stress involved with it, that I just kind of almost shut myself out to the actual world. It felt like I was in my own confined space almost. I remember just feeling the chains and stuff holding me down. But it wasn't until high school where things started to change and everything.
I mean, yeah, I remember middle school Kenneth. I also remember high school Kenneth. And so I'm curious, what happened? What changed? What would you say?
The biggest thing I think that spurred my like spiritual growth was, well, we used to have J&I, which introduced me to this stuff, because we used to just go to Sunday church, and that's all I knew what church was about. I didn't grasp any of like the knowledge. It was just bits and parts of information that I didn't know. Like, I knew some parables, but like not much of scripture at all. But then once we started getting to J&I, and then once you started doing movement, my spiritual growth and my knowledge over just scripture itself started to grow. And that kind of helped differentiate middle school Kenneth and high school Kenneth, where middle school Kenneth, I knew God, but I don't really know him.
You knew about God, right?
Yes. But then high school Kenneth actually knew who was God, the spiritual wonders he made, and he was able to look back at his life and see all these doors that God was trying to pull him into, but just that mindset of always feeling shut out and unresponsive or not trying to go taking the opportunities that might have been in front of me back then. Those are some of the mistakes I feel that when I was growing up that maybe I should have done. I remember back then in elementary school, my best friend Eric, he's my best friend today, he was pulling me to come to his church and everything. But I was in that mindset, and when I was in elementary school, I was just afraid of everything. So it's just looking back in the past and seeing how God was still trying to tug at me, even though I felt like the world was just locking me out, is crazy to think about.
Yeah, I mean, in our faith tradition, we call that prevenient grace.
Yeah,
God kind of wooing us toward God even before we kind of recognize it. And I'm curious, Kenneth, as you talk about like your journey as you grew up with your mom and your siblings, and I mean, I know your mom. Your mom's one of the most hardworking, determined, committed individuals.
She's very hardworking.
Yeah, individuals that I know. So I'm curious, what role did your mom play in your spiritual growth, especially during high school?
My mom pretty much was almost like a foundation, because like in high school, we as a family don't have a lot of like disposable income to spend on cars for like everyone. Like my older brother and my older sister has a car, but we're working on my car actually since I'm in college right now. But because of that, I did feel kind of limited in what I could do. But since my mom was there, and at this point she was able to like get a cleaning company in, she was able to open free time and like send me to like these church camps that you would host at like Ultra Camp, Renew Camp and stuff, but also like go to Sunday night youth group and everything, and just do pop-up events and do whatever I can to just be in the church, which was kind of like the foundation that allowed me to grow even more in my spiritual faith.
Yeah, when you were talking about how in middle school it was mostly just on Sunday morning,
yes,
coming family, but then as you got in high school, you were able to get more involved, like in the youth group and different areas, and grow deeper in your faith.
Yes.
And grow closer in relationship with God through movement and Jay and I and different things like that. And yeah, anything else that you want to share in regards of that growth through your involvement here or your family's involvement? Maybe even obviously when you're at church, you're involved with Christian friends, but also the impact that that had on you at school.
Yes. So honestly, just being like in this church atmosphere has helped me a lot. Like being in youth group, I met a ton of amazing people. Like Alberto invited me to the tech team like when I was like, I think in ninth grade, but then like COVID hit, but then sophomore year really started up. Like I met Amanda, I met Daryl. These people helped me just like realize like what God's love and like his unconditional love in my life. And like that big hole that I felt when I was younger started to like fill up. And I didn't realize this till I was in youth group learning more about Jesus and everything, and like how his unconditional love actually affects us. It fills us with this kind of like Holy Spirit. And like what Chris explained to me that I, like that blew everything over, was like sanctification and everything, like just growing in God. When I got that concept down, it really just kind of broke the glass, and I was like, God's love was just everywhere. I started sensing his presence everywhere. I started sensing the presence in other people of like God's love and his work and the gifts he provides to people. And it was just amazing to see. And I think that like unique aspect of just being able to see like what each person has been given by God, like their gifts and everything, has really helped me just like, for me, just like see how crazy like God's power and his like presence can be just by being able to perceive it almost.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a lot of adults that have and still are pouring
still,
into your life.
I'm still growing. And like even now, like in college, like we're exploring like the different types of gifts that we might have. Like my youth pastor down in college, her name's Katie. And she was like talking to me about like how everyone has like different qualities, different gifts that God's given to them. And she was talking to me how like my joy is one of the gifts. Like that I can just walk into a room, not know people, and just spread God's love in that way. And right now, I'm still trying to work on that, because I believe that is one of the gifts that God's given to me. Just like the joy and the smiles that I can bring to people. But I know there's at some points where I'm still my faith isn't like the strongest that I know it could be. Sometimes like I might falter. In those moments, I'm like, I turn back to like that old Kenneth, where he like stops talking. He doesn't like want to communicate with other people. And then he just like sits in the corner and just like doesn't want to, like he shuts everyone out. But then like I'm trying, like through college, I'm trying to just break out of that like rhythm, try to keep a God-centered life and just like understand that God's given me a gift. And to keep this God-centered life going, I should just keep him in focus and everything else will come through.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned sanctification, which is like, I always say, it's a really fancy way for us to say becoming more like Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what does that look like in your life? Like, how are you becoming more like Jesus today?
For me, it's really about learning about scripture, but like with the fruit and the spirit and all, like just learning about that and trying to embrace what Jesus has done in like scripture into my life. How can I incorporate like the love of God into my life and what aspects I could? Like, I remember just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about humility at church, and I was like, that's one of the kind of like ideas I want to go for like during the summer. So like this summer, like my mom's been working a lot this summer, but and I've been at home. So I was like, let's try to like help out my mom in special ways and just not take the credit. Just like just help out. Like I first started with like cleaning the kitchen and everything. Like there was so much grime because like she barely has time to do it herself. So I went through all the pans, the fridges, the like cabinets and everything, clearing out all the grime. Then I started expanding to like the living room, her room, like the pantry, the shed. And then I started fixing the air conditioners, like fixing up cabinets that have been like old and stuff. And just like not taking the credit, but just like giving it to God, saying like, hey, God, I just want to, for these 2 months and a half that I'm here, like just let me just give the grace and the love of you, God, to my family. And just like when I'm here home from college, just like let me show my family how much I've grown in Christ. Right.
That's cool. And you talked about, I'm going to kind of lump a couple things that you've talked about together, but you talked about serving on the tech team.
Yes, and, I love that.
And you talked about when you come into a room, you found out that one of your spiritual gifts is bringing joy to others.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about serving, like helping your mom around the house, clean up. And so what have you gotten out of serving others, whether it be on the tech team, whether it be your family, whether it be bringing joy to people that you're around? How has serving blessed you?
For me, just seeing how, like, just me bringing new people to the community, like, just seeing, like, at college, just seeing our, like, church community grow, like, me interacting with some of the locals as well as they get to know me. It's, like, it's very encouraging to me, like, seeing that a community can just be grown by just spreading joy to other people. And then with my family as well, if I help them out and everything, just relieving that tension, that stress that might be just enveloping them, like taking off like a thing that they might want, that is on that to-do list, just giving that clarity in that moment and that rest that God might want them to feel during that time. And just with the tech team in general, like worship, like every single Tuesday night, usually Amanda has us like doing rehearsal and everything. And like listening to those songs and making sure that the sound sounds great for Sunday just gets me so excited, because like I listen to these songs and they're practicing, they're giving their hearts out. And I'm like excited that like this Sunday service is going to be really good and everything. Yeah. So like just feeling all that just for me is just enough to just consider all this like very important for my life.
Yeah. Yeah, so throughout, even like throughout your time in high school, I've like, I mean, I've seen you. I know Grayson has seen you serve in all these different capacities, whether on the tech team, whether on the student leadership team at youth group. And when, I mean, I think you remember, but you spoke at youth group your senior year.
Yes, yeah, I was looking over the message.
You were looking at your notes?
I was tearing up, to be honest. And, I was like, dang, I was afraid for saying that.
And I think about what you said a lot, and you talked about perseverance.
Yes.
About what it looks like to persevere in your faith. And so now you're about a year, has it been a year
out of
youth
group?
Yeah. So I'm curious, how has that helped you? Like, you know, like this idea that you talked about how you ran a lot. And when you were in high school, you were on track. Like, how has your sport helped you grow in your faith?
Honestly, like, that perseverance factor has, like, pretty much set a foundation in college.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going out for a run, like, I can talk to other, like, people who also want to join for a run and, like, talk to them about the Lord and everything, which is really cool. I have a good friend, Tanner. He loves running. And he was talking to me, like, how are you so joyful all the time? And I was, like, telling him about the church and everything. And just, like, that foundation that was, like, left in high school just helped me build out this, like, new foundation, but even more just, like, a new beginning for, like, college and everything. And just having that perseverance continue on in college, because right now we're dealing with some tough classes with engineering and everything, but just having that already, like, mindset of being, like, persevering through life and everything has helped me just connect with other members in the community.
Yeah. It sounds like you've opened yourself up in such a way where you get to experience God mm-hmm. through so many different right. avenues, mm-hmm. like at a personal level, as you're just growing mm-hmm. closer, becoming more like Jesus, but also like through the gifts that you have. Like, yeah, like I affirm that you bring joy into every room you come yeah. into in a very yeah. tangible
Thank you,
way.
Chris. Yeah. Thank you.
But even through that, like the gifts that you have, the passions that you have, even like you experience God through running, you experience God through serving others, you experience God just being who you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you just opened yourself up to do that well.
Right.
And so as I'm saying that, I was like, I'm curious. I mean, you're taking engineering classes.
Yes.
How have you experienced God through that?
It's been a lot because there's some times that like, where the classes are, like, really easy. It feels nice. Like, Calculus 2, we're, like, in the phase that there's no tests or anything. You're just learning. You're, like, learning new tricks and stuff. And it's, like, really cool and it's inspiring. But then it gets really hard when it's, like, it hits, like, those 4 weeks where in college that every class starts having, like, it's midterm. And, like, midterm seasons comes up. Finals seasons comes up. And all those tricks you just learn have to be like all compiled together for that one test. And with the freshman level classes at Tech, most of your grades are just based on how well you do on those 4 tests throughout the year. So it's very daunting and intimidating. And there's a lot of tough nights that you're just staying up studying. Like, I remember I have like a notebook of just like chemistry notes, like 20 pages just filled out front and back of just like chapter 1 through chapter 10. Of just studying for the final and everything, going through slides, going through practice problems, going through practice tests. And it takes a lot out of you. Like the amount of like mental fortitude you need, just it slowly drains at you. But when I go through that kind of process, I always make sure not to study all night because that's just not a good thing. But before then, I started creating this habit. Like at 10:30, I stop studying. I like sit down my books, my notebooks and stuff. And I listen to, like, podcasts, like, Christian podcasts between, like, 10:30 and, like, 11:15. I listen to Christian music. It allows me to just, like, reevaluate what I just learned, but also just, like, keep my mind away from just everything that's, like, pressing on me. But just, like, give it all to God. Like, give all that stress away. And it's really been helping me get a better mindset, a better sleep schedule as well. And just, like, helps me just continue to just, even in my hardest moments, just know God's there and he's right. present in my life.
Right. Yeah. It's like you have to persevere
that's
in a very tangible way through some of those hard classes.
Yeah.
I mean, I am not a math person. And so I cheer you on as you dive deep into some of those math classes.
I have 2 pure math classes left and then I'm done with math. Oh, nice. It is just engineering, which is more math. But
fair enough.
Different type of math.
But it's not like the pure math substance.
It's cool how you were able to discipline yourself and maybe God was pulling you saying like, hey, you need to you have these tough classes and obviously studying is important and learning is important. But also I think it's cool that you set aside that time from 10:30 to 11:15 every night to focus on him.
It's to be honest, it's like, it's a mind boggling experience. Cause like for me, like I stay up that like all the way to like 11, just like freaking out about all the things I need to cram. But then once I get to like 10, like all that stress goes away, like 10:30.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It feels really weird for me.
Well, it sounds like you look forward to that time that you spend with the Lord, maybe to unwind before you go to bed at night. And I know that the Lord, he looks forward to that time with you, just like you look forward to that time with him.
That's crazy.
It's true.
Yeah,
that is really true.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting to think about that.
Kenneth, as you like think about your story growing up, your time in youth group, your time in young adults, at your current church, at college, what has been the role of community in
community?
Both your personal and spiritual growth?
For me, like community is just a major factor. Without like having a stable community, like if I went to Virginia Tech without a church in mind or just trying to do it on my own, I feel like I would be going back to that old me where like I think I can do everything on my own. I don't need the surrounding support that can help me. But like with that community in mind, I go to church on Main, going there, serving there, but also just knowing the locals there. Like I got recently adopted by that church,
wow.
by their 2 locals there. Their names is Stephanie and Carla. Like I've been to their house and I played like Ticket to Ride and everything. It's been really fun. And they made me tacos too. But just like seeing how just being in that community gives me this like little foundation, not even a foundation, but just like it spurs growth in me. It makes sure that I'm not like falling away from God, mm-hmm. but it keeps me center-minded and like making sure that like when I don't feel like the most godly person in the world, where I feel like I might be about to like break down, that God's right there. There's a community right there, and there's people there that are going to help me.
Yeah, a community mm-hmm. reminds us that we're not alone.
Right.
And it gives us yes. systems and supports and people that just pour into our right. lives consistently. Yeah.
And I'm glad you've been able to find that same community at Virginia Tech and in that community that you found here in Harrisonburg.
I think it's really interesting that you can go to like a place that you've never been there before, but you can still find God's love there. It's like he knows that he plans these things accordingly, that where like wherever you go, like after like my journey in my adventures at Virginia Tech, like if I get a job somewhere else, I know I'm going to be safe in the future, that like wherever I go,
right.
God's love and his presence is just going to right. follow me.
Yeah.
And it's just something that kind of eliminates fear and eliminates that limitation of like, oh, I don't know if I should go because I don't have family there. Right. I don't know anyone there. But just like having that foundation of like, there's been places, I've been to new places and God's love is still there. It's just amazing to see that.
Yeah, it reminds me of, and I pulled it up here, one of my favorite Bible verses in scripture, Romans 8. Paul's writing to the church in Rome, and he says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God mm-hmm. that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." It's just a reminder that mm-hmm. God's love pursues us, even when we're at home in, right. in a place that's very familiar to us. Or whether we are away in a place that's new to us, wherever we find ourselves, right. God's love is going with us, but is also already waiting for us.
Yeah. So he goes before us. Yeah. He has our path. He has your path planned out for you. And as long as you want his will for your life, he'll always look out for you. He'll always be there for you, no matter where you go, no matter, you know, I'm sure that when you moved to college, that was a big deal. Not knowing anybody, but the Lord looked out for you. He provided a church family for you. He provided friends. He provided a community. And he'll do that even after college, no matter where you go. So that's really powerful.
When I first moved to college, it was a huge, big step for me and for my family as well. Because, like, my older sister, she went to college, but she went to JMU. Mm-hmm. So, like, she did this thing where she could stay at home but still go to classes. But Virginia Tech, you can't really do that when it's 2 hours down 81. So, like, for my mom, it was just, like, it was a hard moment to just, like, leave her child down there. And it's, like, it's 2 hours away, yes, but it's just, like, for our family who loves sticking together, like, for the first time, it feels like one of her children is gone and it's going to be gone for a while. Yeah. So whenever I do think of that, I make sure that, like, every Sunday, like, afternoon, I call her. And I'm saying right. I'm okay and everything
right.
and that I'm... that I'm safe and I'm having fun in college, I'm connecting with God, that I just went to service and youth group, well, college ministry. And
yeah, young adult really group. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just been a new journey for me, honestly, going through college. And I'm excited to see for these next 3 years where God takes me.
Just like God looked out for you by providing a community for you, he's the same God that will give your mom peace that passes understanding, that you're going to be okay, that the Lord is with you. And I'm sure she really appreciates you, though, checking in and letting her know that you're doing good. And
when I call her, she's like, "Where have you been? It's been like a week. You need to call me more often." Oh. I'm like, a weekly call, that's really often. And also, like, I got a lot of things, but it's really nice to talk to her, though.
Yeah. But the Lord he's given her peace in something that was hard for her to let her son go off 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And she had never experienced that before because, like you said, your older sister went locally and lived at home while she was in college. So yes. He's growing you, but he's also growing your mom. He grows all of us.
It's really interesting when you take a step back and you look back in life and you just see all of that. Like for me, like seeing that spiritual growth from me in elementary and middle school to high school to now even in college, just seeing that transition from stage to stage while I'm growing in Christ. And even now, there's still things I want to be better at. like one of the major things I want to be better at is just like spiritual kind of like communication. Like when I'm talking to other people, like to just explain why God's love is so powerful and everything. And like, I remember there was one time at men's retreat, like this man came up to me and he was talking to me about his addiction and everything. And I was sympathizing with him, but I wish like in that moment that I could say more about it. And I don't want that moment to happen again. Like I want to be more prepared, like have scripture like already in my mind and everything. So if a moment like that happens again, I would be stronger in that moment and be able to better support him.
That's cool. And God, he gives us the words to speak in those situations. Mm-hmm. He gives us his word. And so it's cool that you, I mean, I'm sure you did way better in that conversation than you're giving yourself credit for. But at least now that you've experienced something like that, you can be like, well, if somebody else approaches me, you've searched scripture and different things that you're more equipped to be able to. And I just love that heart, that you have a heart for people and you care about people and wherever you go or wherever you encounter people.
I feel like it's important like to just be with people though. Like the community that like God's given me has pretty much saved me. If it wasn't for like this wonderful community we have here, like I would still be that like quiet kid who'd be nervous about everything. He wouldn't be vocal about any of his feelings and he would just be stuck in that kind of loop of just feeling like he's limited by everything around him and feel chained down.
Yeah, transformation happens when the community of God gathers together. Yeah.
Right.
All right, Kenneth, as you like, just think about this last year, you know, as your first year of college, mm-hmm. As you're still growing more to be like Jesus, what's something new that you've learned about God or what's something new that God's done in your life recently?
So in our college ministry, we've been going over like different scriptures, but also we've been reading different books. And one of the books we've been reading about was this man who was like at first an atheist, but when he tried to disprove God, he slowly became a Christian. And by the end of the book, he was a Christian. And he was talking about like all the things that pretty much sums up that like God's presence is real. I thought it was interesting to just see that kind of perspective. In my life, personally, like for me, God was the one who just like ripped, he like came in, broke me out, and then like ripped out all the chains. And then he told me to come with him. But then I never like experienced like a position where people might not just not have faith in him, but like deny his existence altogether. And it was interesting to see that kind of aspect and that side of things. And I wanted to be like, as we were reading through the book, like as neutral as possible. I know when you're talking about a different side of things, there could be arguments that spill out and everything. And just like, it's important to view that there are people out there that like view like Christianity in like a separate way. But it was interesting to see his transition of like trying to disprove it, but failing every single time. And then eventually coming to understand to the, like that kind of reality that maybe does hold merit. And he started talking about like these conspiracies. All of them kind of failed when you actually look deeper into it. And he was just convinced that God's presence was real. And it was really interesting to think about during college.
Well, God woos us. He reveals himself to us. So like this man that wrote this book trying to disprove God ended up proving God.
Yes, I think that was like what my pastor was telling me. He accidentally just proved God was real.
Yeah. So Kenneth, kind of a two-part question in closing. We call this program Hope Talks. So what's bringing you the most hope right now? And maybe you've already shared it, but if there's anything else you'd like to add.
Just like trying to embrace God to the fullest with just the gifts he's given me. Like I want to make sure that if I ever encounter anyone, I want to make sure that I can bring joy into their life. Because just seeing other people just be happy about like having someone to talk to or just having someone there for them, that just brings me joy. I guess it's kind of funny when you think about it, because I almost felt like that when I was younger, but now I'm the one doing it to other people. So it's kind of amazing how God does that. So just seeing other people just filled up with joy and just warmth just through my presence, it makes me really happy.
Right. And that's your presence, but it's also the presence of the God, Lord in you. And people realize that, I believe, through their interactions with you, and that's powerful.
Thank you. Thank you, Grayson.
So just in closing, Kenneth, anything else that we haven't asked you already or that you haven't shared already that you'd like to share?
Just overall that I just want to say, like, God's always going to be here with us, that it's important to understand that his presence will go anywhere. So don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid of the fear that might be holding you back or anything. Just know that God's there, and no matter what you do or where you go, that his presence will always follow you.
Yeah, he's omnipresent. He's all places at all times.
Yeah, that's a good word, Kenneth. Thanks for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Thank you, Grayson.
It's been great to have you, Kenneth. I know that your testimony has really brought hope to me and to those that are listening. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for joining me today, Pastor Chris.
Yeah, of course, it is a joy and privilege.
This was really fun. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
It's great to have you. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I pray that as Kenneth Samaran has shared his testimony today, that it truly has been a half an hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.